welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, present Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Lucky Stampede. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating these golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine right on the front. Old Cap Curry and his brother Rob had made a big success of their Texas horse ranch until the day a mysterious killer cut their trail. Then Cap wasted no time in calling on United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles for help. That call was the beginning of a thunder and lightning adventure that found its climax in The Lucky Stampede.
Now, Jingles, this is no day to have your chin down on your chest. The sun's out, the sky is clear, and everything's all right.
I don't care, Bill. I got a buzzing in my head just like a sidewinder was coiled around my ear fixing to strike. And that means it ain't going to be a nice day for long.
Don't be so pessimistic, partner. You go looking for trouble, and you're apt to find it.
Riding with you, Bill Hickok, a man don't have to look for trouble. Looks for him. Uh-oh. Look coming.
Whoa,
Joker.
Get out of my way, you two punchers. Clear the road, I said.
I wonder what's chasing that old sand flea.
Why don't you ask him, partner?
Think I will. Hold up, you prune-faced weasel. What's got after you?
Nothing's after me, Dad Burnett. I'm the one that's after. It's Wild Bill Hickok I'm after. Ain't seen him, have you?
Well, not since I turned around and looked square at my partner.
And get that jug-headed cayuse out of my path and let... Yeah, your partner. Now, what do you mean by that?
He means I'm Bill Hickok, old-timer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll be a swayback Missouri mule. You, Wild Bill Hickok?
That's what he's saying.
Found you, bedad. Told old Cap Curry I wouldn't have did. Just set Shoofly on a trail, I said, and he'll find the ghost of Figgledy Burns. Oh, I'm Shoofly. Well, don't stand there. John, turn them horses and follow me.
Sounds like Cap Curry wants us for something, Jingle.
Hiya, Buckshot. That's right.
Jump, Joker. Now I know what that buzzing in my head meant. We're headed for a cloud of gun smoke, or I don't know my name. Doggone it anyway. Shoofly, what's this all about?
I'm cook for Cap Curry and his chuck wagon. Since the killing, I've been his bodyguard, too.
Uh-oh. Killing. Here we go again, Bill.
Who was killed, Shoofly?
No time for that now. Cap Curry will tell you all about it. Turn in here through them white gateposts.
Cap Curry's horse ranch. Bill, we know him.
Yeah, you ought to. Everybody else does.
That's right, Jingles. Curry horses are famous all over the world.
Now, who in thunder?
There he is, Bill. Whoa, Joker, while I call that Jasper.
Watch it, Jingles. Watch it. Whoa, bacha. Whoa.
All right. Hold it right there, gents. You fly, you know better than to bring strangers around this ranch.
I ain't bringing these gents to see you, Gans. They're coming to see Mr. Curry. And I reckon if he wants them, they're welcome.
You're forgetting I own half this ranch now, Shoe Fly. Nobody's welcome unless I figure they are.
Bill, I reckon I've been quiet about as long as I can stand
it. Never mind, Jingles.
But, Bill, if Cap sent for us...
I don't know who you two drifters are, but Cap don't need you. So turn those horses and ride on.
Drifter?
I think we'll talk to Cap first, mister. Lead on, Shoe Fly.
Oh, no, you don't.
Bill, his gun! Well, that got his gun, Bill.
Gans, you ain't got the sense of a gopher nosing a bait in a bear trap. You just matched six guns with Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok?
Now, that name sort of puts a quiver in your voice and cold water in your backbone, don't it, mister?
You know, if I could step into your living room now and ask you whether you like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops better as a breakfast cereal or as a snack, I'll bet it'd come out pretty even. Most folks like them fine both ways. Some like them a mite better as snacks, others like them more as a cereal, but all in all, just about everybody likes them both ways. Yes, sir, Mom loves Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops. As a cereal or as a snack, those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened pops of corn sure are popular with everybody. And remember, no matter how you enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, you never have to add any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Have Mom get some. Get the package with Guy Madison and Andy Devine thundering down the trail on their horses. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Bull Gans heard the name of Wild Bill Hickok, he forgot the sting in his fingers and a cold, hard glint came into his eyes.
Hickok, what are you doing here? We don't need no lawman around here.
I went and fetched him. That's what he's doing here, Gans.
If you'd mind your own business, Shoe Fly, you'd stand a better chance of living to a ripe old age.
I done live to a ripe old age, and I'm going to be around to bury you, you turtle-skin maverick.
You're fired. Through, you hear? Get your war bag and get.
Nobody but Cap Curry can fire me, Gans, so go shout up the stove.
All right, gents. Save the fireworks for some other time.
Oh, now, Bill, it was just getting good.
We're wasting time, partner. Take us to Cap, Shoe Fly.
Yeah, just follow me, Bill. He's up at the house.
I'll come right to the point, Bill. I sent Shoe Fly to find you and Jingles because my brother was killed.
Your brother?
Rob?
That's right. You know, we drive our horses to market every spring.
Yeah, up the Chisholm Trail.
Yeah, that's right, Jingles. Well, Rob took the drive this spring, 500 head. They hit a hailstorm when they were just about even with Crow Canyon.
That's about 20 miles this side of Doan's store.
Yeah. Something happened to stampede the horses, and they scattered to Kingdom Come, and so did the men. The next morning, Shoe Fly found my brother's body.
That's rough.
You mean he was killed and you lost the whole herd, too?
That's the story, Jingles. Just about broke me. So when Gans come along with an offer to buy into the ranch, I had to take him in as a partner.
But why'd you send for us?
From what I saw riding in, Cap's starting another herd of horses up the trail. He wants us to go along, Jingles.
Now you're outguessing me, Bill, but you're right. If I don't get horses to Dodge City before the spring prices drop, I'm licked.
And you're afraid somebody might be out to get you this time.
How'd you figure that, Bill?
He's right, Jingles. I get a strange feeling about this drive. And if you two ride with me, I might stand a chance.
Dad, first, I couldn't wait no longer. Are they going to do it, boss? Are you, Wild Bill?
Now, hold on, Shoe Fly.
Oh, close your trap before you get flies in it. Bill, you can't turn us down. Cap's just about to end his string. You've got to help him. If he loses this herd, he'll have to sell the whole ranch to Bull Gans, Lock, Stock, and Rain Barrel.
Gans, that Gila monster.
Now, Shoe Fly, don't go pushing Bill and Jingles. They got their own job to do.
Looks to me like this falls right into our job, Cap.
Can you ride the trail with us?
We sure will. If we can prevent a killing, that's one thing. But if we can catch a killer and a horse thief to boot, it's going to be a right fine trip.
end of this. Now, how about a handout?
No, sir.
Oh, just a little something to nibble on between meals. Say, like a small leg of mutton and a pocket full of sourdough biscuits, maybe? Huh? Shoe fly?
No, sir. You ate twice as much as anybody else every meal for the last 12 days of the drive. Now get on with herding them cayuses and keep your darned eyes open for a varmint. Oh, shut your trap, Methuselah. Sun ain't coming up, it's going down.
That doggone rooster ain't good for nothing. Why don't you roast him for supper, Shoefly?
You just think he ain't good for nothing. You just try snooping around this chuck wagon after dark. You'll see what he's good for. Better than any watchdog in the country.
Bill, I ain't mentioned it, but we're getting close to Crow Canyon, ain't we?
That's it off there to our right, Jingle.
You reckon this is where we're going to have trouble?
I wouldn't know, partner. There's a storm brewing to the north of us, and the herd's mighty nervous, though.
That's what I mean. If something's going to happen, this is a good night for it.
Well, Ace, looks like things are breaking our way. Couldn't get better.
Yeah, Gans. Just like the other night.
Shut up. You spill anything about that, and you'll be the one they'll bury.
I ain't saying nothing, boss, but it's the same way. Storm creeping in from the north. Pretty soon it'll bust loose with lightning, and the stampede will be easy.
Yeah, a cinch.
Yeah, we're going to do it the same way. Me turn the herd, and you get capped.
Yeah, but I got something else to think about first.
Hickok and Jingles?
That's right. Dead marshals don't make no arrests.
Well, maybe so. That ain't going to be no cinch.
I got it all figured out.
It better be good, Gans. Don't get no second chance with Wild Bill Hickok.
This'll work. Now listen.
I'm listening.
All right. Hickok and Jingles are bedded down near the chuck wagon. Jingles is a heavy sleeper.
Yeah?
I'll go to the chuck wagon and rattle a pan. That'll set that darn rooster off, and Hickok will run to see what the commotion is. I'll shoot him coming in.
What'll I be doing?
You'll get Jingles with a knife. Then we'll both ride for the point of the herd. One big fireball, and then head for Crow Canyon.
Comes a storm, and their tracks are covered just like before.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, boss, it'll go like clockwork. What about Cap Curry?
I'm going to take care of him myself. Ace, I'm about to become the biggest horse rancher in all Texas. Now, let's go.
Bill, that storm's ready to bust loose any minute.
It sure is, Jingle.
That herd's all strung up, ready to bolt when it does. Doggone it, I feel like we was sitting square on top of a powder keg.
We just might be, too, partner.
Oh, I wish it hadn't got dark so darn fast. I can't see no more than a foot beyond where you're lying.
Then use your ears.
Bill, I hear somebody moving.
That's me, Jingle.
Where you going?
Over to check on Cap Kerr. I'll be back. Now, don't you go to sleep.
Sleep? On a night like this, I couldn't no more shut my eyes than... Bill! Oh, this waiting gives me more goose pimples than a 40-pound goose. Besides, I'm hungry. I think I'll just sneak over to the chuck wagon and see what I can find. I can leave my war bag under my blanket and my hat. Bill won't know I'm gone. Got to be real quiet so old Shoefly won't wake up. I saw right where he put those cold pork chops. It was right here. Doggone it. Oh, shut your face.
Who's there? Who's getting in my chuck wagon? Hold on, I'll shoot.
No, Shoefly, don't shoot. It's me, Bill.
Ah, that's fine, big boy. Just what I wanted. Keep yelling, then I'll get you both.
Huh? Who are you? I can't see you. Bill!
Here he comes. Thanks, big guy. You just called Wild Bill Hickok to meet his death.
No, where? Bill, hit the dirt!
Too late, Buster.
Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Why, just talking about them's enough to make your mouth water. Big, pre-sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And that's mighty fine munching anytime, right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try Sugar Pops and see if you don't agree they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin'-tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowl full of Sugar Pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Floundering in the dark, Jingles made a grab for the unknown gunman, but got a handful of thin air. Then a thundering six-gun tore the night apart.
Oh, boss! Oh, don't you... Shut me.
What's this? By that blundering jughead.
Who's that?
Jingles! Jingles, where are you?
Bill, here I am at the chuck wagon, but stay away.
I'll shut you up, you big... Oh, blast it, my gun's empty. Well, I'm getting out of here, but I ain't licked yet.
Come back here, you varmint. Bill, he's getting away. Now, get furnished, Jingles. What's all the commotion? Who's shooting? Answer me, you big toad. Oh, don't ask so many fool questions. Bill!
Here I am, Jingles. Who fired those shots?
Doggone it, I don't know, but somebody was trying to kill us both.
Jumping horn toad. Who's that on the ground?
He's dead. Bill, what's that big white thing waving at the point of the herd?
I don't know.
Hickok! Well, Bill! Where are you, Bill?
Cap Curry, at least he's still safe.
Over here by the chuck wagon, Cap.
Hey, Bill, the herd's stampeding. We'll never hold it.
Well, we can try.
Hey, here's that white thing again waving in front of the herd.
Bill, it looks like a ghost rider.
Well, the herd's gone. It's no use.
Wait a minute, Cap. Wait a minute. Wait for more lightning, then we can see.
Now what are you going to see, Bill? That herd's hightailing it for everywhere.
There it is. The herd's turning toward the hill, but keep them together.
The ghost rider turned them.
Yeah, and that ghost rider is one gin I want to catch. Come on, he's following the herd.
Doggone it, now it's raining. This ain't no kind of a night to be a human being at all. Oh, shut up or I'll boil you for breakfast.
Bill, we're keeping up with the herd.
Yeah, Bill, ain't they headed for Crow Canyon?
That's right, Jingles. But I didn't see our ghost rider in that last flash.
No, and you won't, I'm thinking.
I ain't so sure I want to, and I ain't so sure I want to ride into that Crow Canyon either.
We got to follow the herd, Jingles, if we have to ride all night.
It ain't the riding all night that worries me, Bill. It's how dead I'm going to be come sunup. Hey, look, the sun's coming up. Hey, that canyon's a dead end. It's a box canyon. No sign of the herd.
Well, I'll be dead burned. He's right.
Can't get too far ahead of us, Bill. We lost.
Hold up a minute. Pull, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Now, if that ain't a flabbergasting mess of greens, how can you lose a whole herd of horses?
Bill, say something. There ain't even the tracks to show that darn near 500 horses came through here.
That was a heavy rain, Jingles. This canyon floor wouldn't hold tracks against a wash like we had last night.
But, Bill, we couldn't have been that far behind the herd.
No, I didn't think so, Cap. I still don't.
How come, Bill?
Watch Buckshot.
Sure got wind of something, all right.
Come on, what is it?
I'm looking towards the dead end of this canyon, Bill. Hey, did you hear that, Bill?
Yep, just what I thought. Come on, gents. We're about to clear up this mystery.
Hi, Buckshot.
Hey, what do you mean by that, Bill?
Now, Cap, there ain't no use asking Bill a question like that now. When he's ready, he'll tell us, and not before.
Oh, that ain't no way to be.
Don't make no difference. That's the way Bill is. When he's thinking, sometimes he don't tell me nothing for a couple of days.
Hey, now. Thought I heard more horses whinnying.
You sure did, Shoe Fly. And now take a look at your dead-end canyon. Whoa, whoa.
Hey, Bill. Bill, it turns, and there's a narrow opening. Doggone it, I'm going to find out about this. Jump, Joker, I'm plumb curious. Come on, Bill!
Jingles, don't ride in there. Jingles, come back!
Now, who in blazes is shooting?
Missed. He's hiding up there in those rocks. Steady, Buckshot. Steady, Buck.
Bill! Bill, look, it's another boxed-in canyon. There's Cap Curry's whole herd grazing as peaceful as a flock of sheep.
Look, Cap. Look at that. Well, glory be.
Shoot, Fly. Stay down.
Bill, you found my horses. Hey, who's that shooting?
I'm going in there and drag that Jasper out for you, Cap.
Now, hold on. It'll plug you for sure.
Steady, Buckshot. Stand there, boy.
Oh, no, you don't, Bill Hickok. You ain't going in there without me.
Be careful, Bill.
Here, Jingles. Crawl up behind this rock till I spot him. There he is.
Yeah, the sneaking coyote. How are we going to do this, Bill?
You stay here and keep shooting, partner, and I'll run right down his throat. You ready?
I'll keep him so far down behind that rock, he'll think he's a gopher.
All right. Now. All right, mister, you're coming out of there.
You blasted star packer. You made your last play.
That was your mistake, Dan.
I've just been waiting to bust your face in, Hickok.
Then here's your chance, mister.
Stay with him, Bill. I'm a cannon.
This is going to be the end of you, Hickok.
Your time's up, Gant.
Ooh-wee, Bill. That punch would have jarred his granddaddy and Timbuktu.
Hey, Bill, who is it? Is that the...
Swear I'll be a slap-sided mud turtle. Bull Gans. Wild Bill, is that the varmint that's been causing all our trouble?
Guess that's right, Shoofly.
All right, Gans, get up from there. I got a pair of handcuffs. I'm just itching to hobble you, Will.
You bit meddling star packers.
Gans, I never thought my own partner would pull a thing like this.
Bill, I still don't get it.
It adds up, Jingles. Gans pulled the same trick, and Cap's brother made that last drive up the trail.
You mean it was him that stampeded that last herd and killed Rob Curry?
That's right. Then he drove the herd into this canyon, and later he sold them.
Bill, he killed my brother, sold our horses, and bought into the partnership with me with my own money.
Why, you low-down sneaking brother to a weasel?
Cut the palaver. Take me on to jail. I'd have had this herd, too, if things hadn't slipped up last night.
And it was you at the chuck wagon.
That's right. Bill, he was trying to kill you when he killed that other man.
That was his partner in crime, Jingle.
Oh, now I get it. It was my rooster that set the whole thing off. If he hadn't crowed, Jingles, you'd be a dead goose by now.
Now, ain't that funny? Ho, ho, ho! Much as I hate to admit it, I reckon you're right, Shoofly. But now that he's saved my life... He's really got something to crow about.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, we've really got a rip-roaring adventure for Friday. Why don't you tell our friends about it?
Sure, Guy. Wild Bill and Jingles will feel the fury of the Indians on the warpath when they meet the thundercloud.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choo, choo, choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choo, choo, choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tom Holland, Jack Moyles, and Bill Boucher. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you.
welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.